And how does he say that those who are so buffeted by waves stand? He pretends ignorance to benefit them, which he also does with the Galatians, though not in the same way. Because he couldn't pretend ignorance in that case, he phrases his message differently, saying, "I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will not be of a different opinion." He did not say that you were not of a different opinion because their sin was acknowledged and clear. Instead, he speaks for the future, even though this was uncertain, but it was to draw them closer to him. However, in this case, he does pretend ignorance, saying, "In which you also stand."